We have a very special guest, Denise, waiting very, very patient here, and we want to thank him for his contribution to y'all. Not that he's finished or anything like that, but over the years, I think he has done absolutely wonderful work in the area of media and films and all that kind of thing. And
I wouldn't be blowing him up too much now, Tony.
Would you not?
You
might, would he ask for more money?
Who's that? Where am I?
Exactly.
No, would you like to introduce him, Denise, now?
Yes,
on this occasion?
Of course I would. I'm a friend of mine, going back years, and a friend of most people in town,
yes.
Very active in the town in many ways, Mike Hussey.
Michael Hussey, listen.
Thank you. My God almighty, I'm blushing.
But you know you are, Michael, and since you set up the your Y'all page and everything and all the
Y'all Online.
Yeah. Yes,
do you remember Y'all Online from a few years ago?
Yeah, I've been a bit busy for the past 2 weeks. We're going to talk about now.
I'll
leave a couple of things to go. Thanks very much for the invite, Denise and Tom, and CIY and all
you're
the stuff.
You're very welcome, Michael.
And congratulations to your new station manager,
Yvonne.
Great woman. And the work that CIY have done over the whole pandemic crisis has been to be lauded, because you know, I don't have well maybe someone has to say it, but it's a great contact. You know what I mean, the mass in the morning, the news and all that kind of stuff. And keeping the show on the road, as Yvonne said there, it's been fantastic,
and telling about interesting people and interesting events like you yourself are involved with, Michael. I think that's very important, isn't it, Denise, as well, to have people like Mike telling us what's happening.
But like, even the film now, it is the film below in the Regal at the moment, Michael. So that's a new, another innovative step for you, isn't it?
It is. But to tell you what is happening, lads, I don't know. But like, I mean, I've been. Like, I'm a kind of a radio man. You know, I grew up listening, you know, to radio and Gay and all, Bourne and all that, and the early radios and, you know, the BBC stations and all that. But the amount of dross that's on.
Yes.
At the moment. Yes. And I go to the dial, and I always more than often end up in CIY.
I mean, thanks, Michael.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's great for local news, you know what I mean?
But tell me about the film, because I haven't been, Mike, right? And everyone is talking about it. And I've had different, you know, people saying, my gosh, how this, that and the other. Tell me about it.
What's the name of it anyway, so that we'll register with people, Michael?
Well, it's called Recollections.
Yes.
Recollections, listeners.
Which I was bandying about the name with a couple of people.
Super.
I was saying, what are you doing? I said, well, it's about people's collections and they're going to talk about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I came up with all different ideas, and I thought, like, a lot of things are real and in the ears are real.
I know what
back
you mean.
Time,
back
and all that kind
going
of stuff.
Back in time,
so
yeah.
I taught collections and then recollections and recollections.
Yeah.
So I ended up with recollections.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be the hit.
As the
film has apparently been, because it's been proved to be very popular.
Well, I hadn't seen it. Y'all active retirement are going, I don't know,
it's tomorrow morning, I think. Yeah.
And unfortunately, I won't be able to go because Wednesday is my day for getting out.
You're not eligible for the Y'all active
retirement. No, I'm not. So unfortunately, I won't be able to go tomorrow. I know that they're looking forward to it, but I've heard great things about it, really, in fairness.
Well,
Tell me how it all came about. Well, just to let you know, you should
still be able to see it, Denise, because I was talking to Killian last night and Ger Flanagan from the Y'all Business Alliance, who helped promote it, and they said it'd be due to popular demand, it's definitely going to be repeated for more screenings.
Really?
You know what I mean? So that's great. So you might hopefully get to see it. What's the film about?
Yes. What is it all about?
Well,
Recollections is kind of indicative, but...
Well, I've kind of, for the past couple of years, kind of gone back in time, back to the future with images and photography
Folks.
And film
and events
and newspaper articles and all that kind of stuff. And CIY have been more than helpful there, I can tell you
with their wonderful archive as well.
You know, you've amazing stuff. But I kind of love doing that. Why? I love stories. You know what I mean? I love really hearing good stories. It's maybe from I spent quite a bit of my time in the pub. You know what I mean? And no better place to be hearing the stories. And the real stories begin. Forget about what you read and hear on the fake news. But the real stories begin after closing time, as you know that.
Or even before it starts. But Michael, there are a lot of stories in y'all, aren't there? Lots of good, lovely, genuine stories that would be forgotten.
Yeah. I hope I'm not going off on a tangent here, but John McGrath has a wonderful Facebook as well, called The Gentleman of Y'all, and I think a lot of your viewers would have heard
I've seen the photographs,
and John has got like the quite relatively recent photographs in the past maybe 25 years or 30 years, something like that. And he's been taking snapshots of people down the street, and he's put them up in The Gentleman of Y'all.
Has you on it, Michael? Are you in that book?
He has. It's
brilliant. He has no ladies, though.
Yes.
Gentlemen of Y'all, Denise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
No, but what I'm saying is he only went for the better looking fellas.
Saying is that the people behind The Gentlemen of Y'all get no recognition, and they wouldn't be where they are only for the ladies.
I suppose we'll have to concede.
So now, John McGrath, I'll be having a little chat with
all of them. And thank God I'm wearing the face mask now that I'm saying I'm very good. Okay, looking. Thank you for that.
Sorry,
compliment.
Go back to your film, anyway.
Finish with The Gentleman of Y'all and John McGrath's wonderful stuff. John has floated the idea with me, and I said, you know, it's great. He loves, John is the go-to person. You know what I mean for anything of old.
He's in the Clock Eight now, isn't that? Wonderful stuff and all that.
So, and you know, I think he needs to get a lot of recognition as well.
That he doesn't look for.
You know what I mean? And all his family, but. Anyway, he had this Gentleman of Y'all, and he wanted to make a DVD out of it, which he did, and which is great for, you know what I mean? If your channel's listening for that age, you know what I mean? To be going around and making a DVD. Anyway, he asked me what I call over to the house and take a look at it and see what I think. And what it was about over 350 images of Gentlemen of Y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
And he asked me, it was about maybe the slideshow, was we'd say an hour in length, an hour and 10 minutes or 20. And he said, Mick, what would you think of that? So I said, John, I have to, you know, my tea is waiting over and all that kind of stuff. I'd stay for and have a look and all that kind of stuff. But we sat down. Now, there's over 350 images in there. I think we got to about the sixth image.
Right.
And there was an hour and a half passed. Because he had to pause us.
Who's
that?
And where was
it? What street did they live on? Who were they married to? Who were their children? And going through, and so many interesting stories with every image that we only got about the sixth.
Wow.
And we had to pause it all the time. It was incredible. So the stories, Denise, are great with anything. Similarly with recollections. It's people's recollections of their personal collections that their father or their grandfather took photographs or wrote
events
down some stuff
or events, and in
particular old film as well. And a lot of home movie, really.
And
you know
is there
I mean?
Talking with this, Michael? Is there...
What happened was, my intention was to actually film the people who were the contributors to it. But we ran out of time, and I was asking people different ideas, and I said, I won't get time to finish this for Culture Night, because that was the kind of...
Break. Oh, that was your deadline.
That was the deadline for Culture Night. Yeah. But there's nothing like having a deadline as focused to get things done, you know what I mean?
For me, anyway,
And, of course, the boys were phoning me up, Killian and the Regal, mate, is it done? And Jarvis was from the All Business Alliance, because they said, mate, we have to order the food.
Very good.
So I said, it will be done. So actually, going back a couple of weeks, Jeff Flanagan said to me from the All Business Alliance, they wanted to do something for Culture Night. Would I be able to do it? Yes or no? You know what I mean?
It's a yes,
but then you kind of stand back. A lot of people kind of know the way things work, you know what I mean? So once you get the green, you go and all that kind of stuff.
And we did.
But I hadn't time to actually film the people themselves talking about it. So what I asked around, would it work with them actually talking about it as voiceovers to their family's work. And they said that sounded like a great idea, so that's what I did. It's a lot easier working with audio, it's fantastic, but working with film, it's they reckon it's spent four times their workload, you know, time and all that kind of stuff.
Tommy, what is the length of the film?
It's 55 minutes in length, really? But when the lads were phoning me up, coming up to Culture Night, they said, Mick, how are you getting on? And I said, I have it down to 2.5 hours. And that was after tearing the guts out of it, what I mean? You know the way it works.
So there's a sequel to this, though, is there?
There is a sequel, and of course there will be. But so what I did was I talked to contributors with audio, and I put their voice over to their fathers or the grandfathers' work, and it's actually better because when people are sitting on the screen looking up at the wonderful films, the voices of the people connected to are the experts, and they are doing the narration
this is
over
very
us.
Effective,
and it was very effective. Yeah. Can I mention a couple of names?
Do, of course.
Okay, well, Catherine Mattis, she kind of stole the show, really. Know what I mean? With the intro, her talk of her father's
work.
Billy Mattis, films from the 50s, I think,
that's right, 50s,
60s and 70s.
60s anyway,
was
yeah.
magnificent, very natural. But there's a caveat in that, of course, the others were fantastic as well.
Also,
But love Catherine. And of course, some work.
Do people that went in to see, so far went in to see it, a lot of them would have remembered these people, or their mums or dads would have remembered these people, would they?
That's the thing, you see. And we've touched on that as well. And Kieran Gregor, who's more kind of like academically minded, has come across that as well. And he says, he's telling us what we already know, but, maybe the people outside our bubble don't know that y'all is so rich in its
culture, everything,
you know what I mean, going way back, but with its archive of film and photo, it's way, way and beyond. It's beyond anywhere, like in Ireland. It's unique, actually. It's absolutely unique. That's where it's at. So it's their collection. So we went way back to the early parts of the 20th century with the magnificent Horrigan's work.
Yes, Tom, indeed.
And of course, which we are all aware of. But like you said, Denise, there's nothing like going back to the 1960s or 70s, where you kind of forgotten and you see
but it. But you still remember.
Look at that building. Look at that face. You know what I mean?
Because haven't you got a collection of photographs going way back to then?
Me?
Yes, you.
Where would I get them?
From your photographic business and...
I wouldn't. They're
you haven't done... Gone, I
no,
thought you would.
They would be in all the papers.
Yeah?
Oh, sorry, not the 60s. You were too young.
Is it tangible? Is that the word used? That they can almost feel, I recognise
that person.
Well, as you mentioned a while ago, Gentlemen of Yall, right? I'm in Yall since about 1967. But even I can say, I remember that man. He used to stand up at the corner. I didn't know who he was. Like this with the older ones. But now... when I see them, it brings back not only memories of the man or the woman, let's not leave the ladies out, but also what I thought of him at the time, or her at the time, what I knew about her. And it brings me back to the 60s, to the late 60s or the early 70s or whatever it is. And further back for other people.
It does.
Yeah.
And there's such a rich collection there. It's got to be, a couple of things have got to be done. It's got to be archived, which some has been, fantastically so. It's got to be preserved.
Correct. That's the important thing.
It's got to be archived, preserved. It's got to be put on display.
Yes.
You know, it's got
every
to be
so
put
often
on display.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not
permanent.
Permanent is the general.
Yeah.
Feeling
from people are going, you know what I mean? It's great going to cinema and see it, but we need this has got to be put
to in
a permanent exhibition. So does talk of. You know, a permanent place, maybe in the new museum they're building, or you know,
I'd love to see them,
or other places.
Yeah,
part of that.
Sorry, new museum. Tell me more. Where is this going to be?
Sorry, is that the courthouse? Is the courthouse?
Don't know. There's going to be a museum there.
The courthouse.
Well,
I do. Yeah.
The ideal place for Tommy.
It would.
Has been developed as.
Is it as a museum?
Museum.
There you are, listeners. Breaking news.
You heard it first on CRY.
Thank you, Mike.
I hope I've that correct.
It doesn't matter. It's a nice bit of news.
Nice. reduced. Yeah. But I often thought that
all
as
that
you
area
were talking,
has been developed under the public realm, I think. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And all that. No, but the waterways as well.
But it would be the ideal place for it, wouldn't it?
It would, and there was talk of actually the old, where Jacopazzi is now.
Yes,
in
another
Oregon,
good one, the old Torrigan. Yeah.
That would be an ideal
that
place.
That would be ideal as
but
well.
But go back to your film now, Michael. You're being very modest about it.
Yeah, go on.
So it's an hour long, approximately.
Yes.
And it's on what night?
It was on Culture Night,
yes,
which was the
2 weeks ago, on a Friday. Yeah.
And that had to be an invitation only because of the restrictions
yeah,
and the restrictions, yeah, and everything came into play.
That,
and
yeah.
Because people said to me afterwards, you know what I mean? We never got. But it was kind of beyond everyone's control, really.
Was, yeah.
You know?
But at the same time, it was a very good time for it to come out because it meant for people who were able to get there
to go.
I think news spreads better now because there's very little news because there's nothing happening because we're all kind of confined.
Yeah.
So when you do go to something such as your film, then you can come out and there's loads to talk about then, you know. When
A load of things fell into place, like you said, and it was fantastic to have our new mayor of County Cork, Mary Lynn,
fully wonderful.
And, you know, that was an honour as well to have her.
Great to have her, yeah.
But
myself
and Mary, unfortunately, we had a fashion crisis clash there
really?
As well.
Really?
Yeah,
both wore the same dresses, is it?
Well, Mary had some kind of leather type of pants type of wear, and I was talking to her on phone before, and I said, Mary, help me out here, you know. And she said, what is it? I said, well, I have the baseball hat, you see, you know. And she says, the baseball hat is out. You're too old for it. You
or
know
too
what I mean?
Young,
so,
whichever, yeah.
Too old. I was too old to be wearing a baseball hat.
Like
so I said then, well, what about the Panama hat? You know, and she said, no, you're too young for it. You know? So what we settled then was on the crevasse.
You know what I mean?
So I would go on that. But then, when I was going up the regal steps, I took the bloody thing off.
You were right
too,
you'd be roasting inside. It's very unfortunate that only X amount can go in, Michael. Isn't that right? How many can go in?
It's 50.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's 50 can enter. And it was promoted by the All Business Alliance,
which are
a very fledging, local group.
Yes.
And very active.
Ger Flanagan is part of it.
And I met them last year. After it all goes back to a project that I was involved with UCC with Dr. Gwenda Young and a couple of the dudes up there.
Yeah.
And that was from a film they were involved with called Movie Memories. And that had Movie Memories was about people's memories of going to the flicks,
the
flea pits or the pictures, yes, whatever you want to call
them,
back in the day. And it was their memories of that. So you all played a big part in that, naturally enough. Like, it's a powerhouse, really, you know what I mean?
Was it a difficult job for you to coordinate it all, Michael, and get it all together?
It is.
Yeah.
It's like a Rubik's Cube trying to... Put everything
in
together with and trying to make an
narration about it. But did you get pleasure out of it? I mean, did you enjoy doing it?
I got it. I have to be careful.
Oh, great,
you know
man,
what I mean?
You know.
Health-wise, because it takes
such a
toll out of you. But the feedback afterwards
it's
makes up
it.
For all that.
Yeah.
As you know, when you do your wonderful work here, lads.
We
you know
don't
I mean?
Do wonderful work. Anything like you do, Tom.
But the contributors were people like Catherine Mattis was talking about a fellow, Billy Mattis. Then you had Kieran Gregor talking about a new collection that has come online from Nora Owens, the former Justice Minister, Fine Gael woman,
not
I think.
She
was married to a Brian Owens from Yall, who were Owens chemist.
I didn't know
and
that,
there was
no.
a chemist there beyond just beyond the clock here called Owens Chemist. And that shop, it's vacant now, I think, but Kieran had access to it and he met Nora Owens and she had a wonderful collection of photographs of images of Yall, which were absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And one of the hit ones were that was the lighthouse with the O'Donovan's lighthouse
shop. I remember
and
that.
And it's from
yeah.
the front looking at all the petrol pumps and everything and it's
that
was like fantastic.
Yeah, I actually remember that shop. Pop Donovan's, was it called?
Pop Donovan's shop, yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember that, Tommy?
When I came to y'all, there was nothing there, imagine. So it's over 30-something years.
Yeah, it was a famous shop for lots of reasons. It was,
kids used to
he was an engineer. He may have been in the army, but he was an engineer and he built a shop out over the N25
beside
roadway.
Beside the lighthouse.
Just up from the lighthouse. Later years, it became a viewing platform and now it's cartoned off.
And Mick as well, sorry to interrupt, the old Alzheimer's hitting in, told me a few years ago that they were in a flat under that shop? Were there flats there as well?
There was flats underneath.
So there's somebody alive still who lives there.
Absolutely. And not only was there flats there, but there was petrol pumps there and storage of petrol.
There was.
Health and safety out the window.
But there was a real old one.
But that said, credit to where credit is due. He built it out over with kind of iron girders or whatever and built the shop up into a kind of a no man's land in space.
That's right.
And there was lots of, I think there may have been, there may have been conflict with the council because, you know, for permission and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I think he maintained that he was out on kind of like air and fresh air. And he won the case, I think.
Very good. Do you remember also, and the kids of the town, I wouldn't have been one of them, but every time they go to the beach, they look forward to going into the shop to get the whatever it was.
But it's not just about nostalgia, Denise. Yeah. I must get this across. The saturated colours from the 60s and 70s is awesome, and Catherine Mattis' stuff. Noron's, Karen Greger's, a lovely photos that haven't been seen before. The Horgan Brothers, of course, are they're going back to the early 20th century. Yes. And Dr. Gwenda Young, when she came down here in the studio, said that Yall was the cradle of Irish film.
There you are.
And it's nearly time for us now. But Mike, is there going to be a few more showings? Would you just let me know about that now?
It was sold out, and people are asking, can they see more? So there's definitely going to be more showings. I don't know the times, but there will definitely be a follow on. I would say they'll keep it going for the next couple of weeks.
Is it on presently now?
It's on tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
And
it's called, our special guest, in case you've joined us, listeners, is Mr. Michael Hussey. He's talking about his groundbreaking film Recollections, which has got off to a great start on Culture Night, and it's all about memories and films and pictures that you don't want to miss. And it's on tomorrow night, Mike, here in the Regal Cinema.
It's booked out tomorrow night now, Mike, is it? It's probably
booked out. So people,
if they ring up the Regal,
indeed.
Or go onto the website.
Yeah.
The website are sold out at the moment, but if you ring up the Regal, they will have the new times from tomorrow on.
And if I'm correct, up to now, I think it was free, but maybe from now on, there might be a small entry because of the funding.
I don't know what funding they got, but they got funding from the Cork County Council.
And they need,
and the Yall Credit Union were very helpful as well. But I just want to tell you that it's not just about like nostalgia. This can be for educational purposes or for social history. I think you get the schools involved have a permanent...
Or just for pleasure.
Or just for pleasure. The most operandi actually was just for entertainment.
Well, Michael,
can I congratulate you
from the bottom of my heart for doing what you've done? You're a fair man.
Thank you,
and
Denise.
We're all very, very proud of you.
I'm honoured to be here on your show.
Thank you for coming in, Michael.
Just because he's here, Denise, but he's just fantastic, man.
Actually, the Arnold Boys that you were interviewing before this,
there's great footage of the Grace Starling and the Marjorie Turner boats being launched and brought in there on River Blackwater.
By
Billy Mattis, it's incredible. And our own Bobby Bickerdike is actually seen inside that, taking a photograph of the thing as well.
Michael, thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Michael. Okay. And we have a special piece of music, one of your own favourites, Rudy Valley, You Ought to Be in Pictures, to finish off. Thank you very much for being with us, Mike.
Thanks, Michael.
And keep up the good work.
Thanks very much.
And tomorrow night, listeners, Recollections, 55 minutes long, not too long at all. Fantastic film. Look up the Regal Cinema, and it's beyond for the next few weeks.